time for another one of Ollie's drive-in movies, so park appropriately, grab your popcorn, let the seat back, and obey the usher at all times. And it's also time to welcome Tony Ryan, our movie reviewer. Good to see you, Tony.
Good to see you, Ollie. It's good to be back in the studio.
We're talking The Northman, so Vikings goings-on, be it bare chests, be it axe-wielding, be it blood-hungry, blood-curdling cries, or all that goes with it, but maybe that's just my imagination.
There is a lot of blood-curdling cries in this, so there's a lot of almost lion's roars coming from people, so if that's your thing, this is the
right
movie for you.
So we're talking gritty here from the off.
Straight away from the offset.
Now, explain the plot to us.
Okay, so with the plot of The Northman, at its core it's a revenge movie. As we see, Alexander Skarsgård's Amleth is set to take his rightful place as king until his uncle Fulnir kills Amleth's father, who is his own brother, so he himself can take over. A young Amleth sees his uncle take down his village and capture his mother. As his death is ordered to, he manages to escape. 20 years later, we see he is now a Viking who raids Slavic villages. He encounters a seeress, played by Bjork, who reminds him of his vow to avenge his father, save his mother, and kill his uncle. From there, he decides to stow away on a boat to Iceland, where he finds out that his uncle is now living, and he goes to take revenge.
Does he manage any crochet in his spare time, or...?
He doesn't in this one, unfortunately. Maybe that's kind of alluded to off-screen.
Indeed. Well, now, revenge movie with a capital R there, as you say.
Yeah.
In terms of the cast, you made reference there to Alexander Sarsgaard. His brother Bill is in it.
He is indeed. Now, his brother Bill is actually uncredited in the movie as
is
well.
He?
So, yeah, you don't even really notice him in there. Kind of like a background character of sorts, but... Leading the pack here, we have Alexander Skarsgård, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
We have Anya Taylor-Joy playing Olga, who becomes a love interest of his as well. We have Nicole Kidman as his mother, Queen Gudrun. And we have Ethan Hawke playing King Arvandil, his father.
Right. Hi, Gally. I'm just looking down the list. Now, I haven't seen the movie. I'm just looking down the list of kind of explained names here. You got Fowler, who's the brotherless.
That is the brother.
Olga of the Birch Forest.
That's right. That's who, that's Anya Taylor-Joy.
Finnear, the Nose Stub, it says here. Grimier. The Skull Hammerer.
There are a lot of names that you have like this, so these are what to be expected when you're going down the list of a lot of vicious
Indeed.
Viking characters.
Yeah. So Bjork is in it.
Bjork is in it. This is Bjork's first movie in a very long time. She dabbled in it many, many years ago. I believe she had a bit of a bad experience on set and has now come back into this. We don't see very much of Bjork in this, nor would you even be able to tell that it is Bjork playing the character unless you looked into it.
What kind of a character is she playing?
She essentially plays what's called a seeress, a kind of a mystical character that he kind of sees in a vision.
He right.
comes along to remind our young, I suppose, hero, as we call him in this.
Yeah.
He reminds him of his vow to avenge his father, save his mother, and kill his uncle.
Mm.
And then he later on then finds out that the uncle, once he had taken the throne from him when he was young, has been overthrown himself and is now living in Iceland.
So what goes around comes around.
That's it, exactly. So when he finds out about this, he sees his opportunity to pretend that he himself is a slave, stow away on a boat that's going there so he can infiltrate the camp and basically see to take his revenge. It's not quite as straightforward as he just jumps into
it. Or as smooth as that.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Director Robert Eggers, what do we know him from?
Robert Eggers has had previously two, I suppose you'd call them, major movies. They're a bit underground for some. His first one was The Witch, kind of gave our first big break to Anya Taylor-Joy.
All right.
Starring in this as well.
Yeah.
And his last one that we saw was The Lighthouse.
Yeah.
With Willem Dafoe.
Yes.
And Robert Pattinson. So a good cast there, you know. Once again, his movies, they're not for everybody. Some consider them kind of art house. Some consider them a bit highbrow and things like that. But that's not what I'd expect from this movie going into it for anyone thinking that way about Robert Eggers. This is probably his more kind of foray into mainstream, I'd say, with this movie.
Is it impressive to look at? Is it visually?
Cinematography is absolutely stunning in this movie.
Some of it made in Donegal.
That's right. Yes. Some of the actual locations that we see credited there as well are Antrim, Attical, and Ballygally.
Yeah? I've never been to Ballygally.
I haven't been to Ballygally, but I might have to check it out now.
Well, I'm sure the tourism is going to up it after seeing this movie.
Absolutely.
With it. Yeah. Would you recommend it?
I would recommend.
Giving anything away here?
I would recommend the movie overall. Try not to give anything away here, but I think, you know, if you're a Skarsgård fan or Anya Taylor-Joy fan, you're in for a treat with them. It's got some brilliant soundtrack vibes to it as well, kind of like very thumping chest kind of thing. If you have a good enough speaker system in the cinema that you're in, you're going to feel like you're within this movie and raiding camps with them.
Well, do you know what? We're going to finish off here on a listen to the trailer on this. So let's have a quick listen to it here.
He's here.
Mother! Father is here!
The king, my lady. The king. Your fate is set and you cannot escape it. How I've missed you, my son. One day this kingdom will be yours.
Thank you, Father. My king.
Quite a mantra to have in life, it has to be said.
Indeed, yeah. It is.
Okay, so remind us of the movie and where you can see it.
The Northman's out in all major movie theatres now at the moment. It's been out now for about the last week or two, so I'm not sure how much longer they're going to have it there, okay. So get out and see it as soon as you can.
Roughly the running time?
Running time is roughly around 140 minutes or so.
Okay.
It's rated at over 16s, but it's definitely gritty, it's definitely violent, it's definitely one for the adults there as well. So if you're a bit squeamish, it might not be for you.
Okay. Tony Ryan, thank you.
Thanks very much, Ali.